From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to our Gospel program. Please have your Bible near to hand as we return to our study of the seven sayings of Christ on the cross. We have come to the final saying of the Saviour. We'll be coming to that in just a few moments. In our program, we will be featuring the first extract from the testimony of Tony Cafferkey from Achill Island off the coast of Mayo. But first, let us read from the Bible. I'm going to read from Isaiah chapter 53, beginning at the verse 1. I read from this portion because of its clear reference to the death of the Saviour on the cross and the purpose of that death. Please turn in your Bible to Isaiah chapter 53, verse 1. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He has brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he hath done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. Amen, and God will bless this reading from his word. Now we're going to have that first extract from the testimony of Tony Cafferkey. Tony comes from Achill Island, but he'll be telling you that himself as he introduces himself in this, the first extract.
My name is Tony Cafferkey. I was born in Achill Island in County Mayo on the 24th of March 1953. Achill Island is situated off the west coast of Ireland and the west coast of Mayo. It's a beautiful place to visit. It's got rolling hills and sandy beaches. Truly a wonder of God's creation. It was in these surroundings that I was brought up. At the age of 7, I made my first communion, and at the age of 12, I made my confirmation. I went to a school, Dwok Boys National School. Once a year, priests used to come around to examine us in our catechism. On one of the occasions that he came around, he asked me to recite the parable of the sower. And I had been practicing for this, so I rhymed off this parable of the sower. after the parable, I had finished the parable, he went on to the next pupil. To me, it sounded that this was just a farmer who didn't know what he was doing. It held no spiritual or eternal meaning for me. It was, as I said, just a farmer who didn't know how to cultivate or sow his field. All my catechism that I learned while at school had no really spiritual significance to me. It didn't mean anything to me whatsoever. It was just a story that we were all taught. At the age of 14, we went to live in Wales. My father had been working in England for many of years. County Mayo was part of that area where persons had to emigrate most of the time to find work. We went to a place called Pembroke Dock in South Wales. It was a sort of an Irish community in Pembroke Dock, and we tended to stick close together. My first job in Pembroke Dock was that of a farm hand on the farmland out in Cosheston. At the age of 17, I applied to join the Royal Navy, which may seem strange, but being from Achill Island, you were pretty near a shore and sort of the sea was around you and you had an affinity with the sea. However, on taking the examination, I failed the test. God would seem to have a special plan for me. My next choice of occupation would seem rather strange to some people, but at the age of 17, I joined the army. After completing my basic training, I was posted to Northern Ireland, to Belfast.
You can request from us a free copy of the full testimony of Tony on tape. Just contact us. Let us turn now in our Bibles to Luke chapter 23, and we're reading from verse 44. Remember, we're looking at the seventh saying of Christ on the cross, that is the final saying. Reading from verse 44, and it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Seven in the Bible is the perfect number, the number of completeness. It also signifies rest. On the cross, during his seven utterances, the Lord Jesus Christ spoke three times unto mankind. First of all, in Luke chapter 23 and the verse 43, he spoke as the pardoning Redeemer. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Then, in John chapter 19, and the verse 26 and 27, he speaks as the kindly son, for he speaks to his mother, and indicates to the Apostle John that he must look after her from now on. And also in John chapter 19, and the verse 28, he speaks to men as the suffering sacrifice, for he says, I thirst. But there were three times on the cross when the Savior addressed his Father in heaven. Three times to men, three times to God in heaven. First of all, he speaks as the merciful high priest, praying in Luke chapter 23, the chapter that's open before us, and the verse 34, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And then in Matthew chapter 27 and the verse 46, he speaks as the forsaken substitute. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And then in Luke chapter 23 and the verse 46, we read the Savior cried with a loud voice and said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. So he speaks three times to men, he speaks three times to his Father. And then there's once in which he speaks to God, he speaks to mankind, he speaks to angels, he speaks to devils. And that's the verse 30 of John chapter 19 when he says, It is finished. It is finished. He cries out to his Father, rejoicingly, It is finished. He cries out to mankind, triumphantly, It is finished. He cries out to hell in victory. It is finished. It is appropriate that the sixth saying was, It is finished. You remember how in the very beginning of the Bible you read that God made the heavens and the earth in 6 days? And here we have in the sixth saying of Christ, the announcement of the finished work of Calvary. Just as God finished creating the earth on the sixth day, so Christ on his sixth saying upon the cross declared that the work was finished. The seventh day, back in the dawn of time, was the day of rest. God rested from his labor, we are told, on the seventh day, and hallowed the seventh day. Here, in the seventh saying of Christ, upon the cross, you have the Savior resting from his toils. It says, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. Very important for us to consider the Savior as he dies. The Lord Jesus Christ, in all of his actions and in all of his words, was an example to his people. It is not, of course, by copying Christ or seeking to emulate Christ that our souls will be saved. No, our souls are saved when we trust him as our Redeemer and we are pardoned by his grace. It is by faith we are saved, that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any man should boast. But when a person is saved, then Christ is the one they look to as their example. We are told that we are to be holy, even as he is holy. We are to walk in his footsteps and follow him, and as the hymn writer puts it, and try his works to do. I wonder today, are you one who is seeking to walk in the footsteps of Christ, having received new life, having been raised from the deadness of your sins? Are you walking now in newness of life? We're going to come back to the topic next week, and we will notice then that the Lord Jesus knew how to die. Nothing ought to be of greater interest to the child of God than the actual dying of Christ. Everybody will die one day. That's the common lot of mankind. The Savior's demeanor and attitude towards death provides us with much instruction, and indeed provides us with much comfort as he faced death. As we look at how he did that, then find out why he was able to face it so calmly, we will find comfort. Let me encourage you to consider for yourself our study verse, and then join with me next Monday evening at 9 o'clock as we take up this topic again. I would also invite you, of course, to join with us next Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning, where we are conducting a study in the Gospel of Mark. Hopefully, I will have rid myself of my cold. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.